Okay, now we've looked at clear statements. Yeah, we looked at clear statements that say, do not swear.
Yeah?
Do not swear at all. And it should be enough for us to understand that we shouldn't swear,
my God.
And I explained, of course, that there's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. But a lot of Christians that will think, oh, it's okay for us to swear. And most of the arguments they will bring up are, of course, from the Old Testament. And they overlook what Jesus has plainly said in the New Testament. Now, let me give you some common reasons why some people think it's okay for a Christian to swear and make oaths in 2023. Here's the first one, and I think the most common one that people bring up. And they say, what about wedding vows? We're all making wedding vows. Yeah, is that wrong? Yeah, because we're all doing this. We have done this in the past. It's not making oaths. Now, the whole reasoning behind it to even bring it up is already wrong. Because the reason of the fact that we did something from the past, that this is a tradition, doesn't mean it's right. Tradition is not what we live by.
We live
by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
Matthew 4:4.
Yeah, we follow God's word, the Bible. So you say, oh, is it never okay to have a vow and a wedding? Are all marriages conducted wrong here on earth for Christians? No, that's not the case. Because you're not swearing or making an oath when you're giving a wedding vow. What do you say when you get married? You say, I do.
Man,
you say, yes.
Man, bale miga.
Yeah, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. We don't say things as the Lord liveth, and do unto me as God did unto Sodom and Gomorrah if I don't follow up on this. That's not what you do. Yeah, we simply say yes. And it's false under what Jesus tells us to do. Yeah, don't swear. Don't take oaths.
Yeah.
Don't add things beyond what you are declaring to make it sound more true or give it more weight. Let your yes simply be yes and your no simply be no. So getting married and saying I do is not you swearing. Yeah, a simple yes doesn't mean you're swearing. And by the way, your simple yes is just as binding before God. Yeah, when you say yes, it means yes. For God, it means yes. Yeah, that will be the difference if you will be judged between committing fornication and adultery. Yeah, fornication doesn't carry the death sentence, but adultery does.
زنای ادامه دار در حقیقت خداوند باعث کشتن یه نفر میشه اما زنای یک در چشم انجام دادن باعث قتل نمیشه.
Your word is binding.
کلام شما
Your yes is binding.
در حقیقت متصل میکنه.
Yes.
بله شما باید
Because
بله باشه.
Marriage is still death to his part.
در حقیقت وقتی میگین بله به یک زن یا یه شوهرتون yeah. یعنی تا زمان مرگ باید
Divorce is not an option.
طلاق انتخاب نیست.
Here's the second objection.
دومین دلیلمون، دومین مشکلمون.
Why we should just avoid swearing by certain things. And they say, Matthew 5 doesn't say it's wrong to swear by the name of God. Yeah, specifically. It's just certain things that the Bible says there that we shouldn't swear by. Now, let's read it again. Matthew 5, and read verses 33 to 36. Again, you've heard that had been said by them of all time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord an oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black.
حالا شنیده که به پیشینیان گفته شده است که قسم دروغ مخور، بلکه قسمهای خود را به خداوند وفا کن. اما من به شما میگویم هرگز قسم مخورید، نه به آسمان زیرا که عرش خداست، و نه به زمین زیرا که پایانداز اوست، و نه به اورشلیم زیرا که شهر پادشاه عظیم است، و نه به سر خود قسم یاد کن زیرا که موی را سفید یا سیاه نمیتوان کرد.
Yeah, so they will say, oh, it's wrong to swear by heaven. It's just wrong to swear by earth, or by Jerusalem, or your own hand. And so they will say, oh, I can swear by the name of the Lord, just as they did in the Old Testament. And of course, my first response to that would be, the same verse will say, swear not at all. That's what Jesus said.
That's what James said.
And it should be enough to dismiss that idea. Go to Matthew 23. God, what are you really doing when you're swearing by heaven or by God's throne? You are still swearing by God.
Yeah?
Go to Matthew 23. Matthew 23 and read 16 till 22. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. The fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctify the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever swear by the gift that is upon on it, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for whether it is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctified the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, swear by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, swear by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, swear by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon.
وای بر شما ای راهنمایان کور، که میگویید هر که به معبد قسم خورد پاکی نیست، اما هر که به طلای معبد قسم خورد باید ادا کند. ای نادانان و نابینایان، آیا کدام برتر است، طلا یا معبدی که طلا را مقدس می‌سازد؟ و هر که به مذبح قسم خورد پاکی نیست، اما هر که به هدیه‌ای که بر آن است قسم خورد باید ادا کند. ای جاهلین و کوران، کدام برتر است، هدیه یا مذبح که هدیه را تقدیس می‌نماید؟ پس هر که به مذبح قسم خورد به آن و به هر چه بر آن است قسم خورده است، و هر که به معبد قسم خورد به آن و به اویی که در آن ساکن است قسم خورده است، و هر که به آسمان قسم خورد به کرسی خدا و به اویی که بر آن نشسته است قسم خورده باشد.
So what does it mean when you swear by the temple? It means you're swearing by the one who dwelleth therein. You are swearing by God. You swear by heaven? You're swearing by the throne of God and by him that sitteth therein. Again, you are swearing by God. So is it just do not swear? By certain things? Is it just, oh, don't swear by heaven, and then you're okay? No, it's the same thing as swearing by God. Yeah, because that's where his throne is. That's where
he
sits. Yeah, when you swear by earth, it's God's footstool. You're again swearing by God. Yeah, the message is, don't swear. Yeah, you cannot turn even your own hair white or black. You don't even swear by yourself.
نخورید.
Yeah. Do not swear at all. Why not?
اصلا قسم نخورید. چرا نه؟
You're prone to break those oaths.
چون عادت شده براتون که قسماتونو بشکنید.
You'll become guilty before God. بعد
جلوی خداوند محکوم
شید. Go to Acts 23.
اعمال رسولان 23.
Acts 23:12.
آیه 12.
And that's just another example of people swearing.
که قسم می‌خورن.
Evil wicked people here. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Yeah, so they came up with this evil plan to get rid of Paul. And they take a note. They are swearing. We will not eat nor drink before Paul is killed. Now, they didn't manage to kill Paul. And I'm pretty sure they ended up breaking their oath. And they drank and ate again. Yeah, putting extra condemnation on themselves. Yeah, besides their wicked plan. They broke. Now, the last one I want to look at is some people say, oh, the Apostle Paul, he swore. And they'll point to Romans 1:9. For God is my witness, who I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
زیرا خدایی که او را به روح خود در انجیل پسرش خدمت می‌کنم مرا شاهد است که چگونه پیوسته شما را یاد می‌کنم.
Yeah, so they will claim that oh Paul is swearing here because he says God is my witness.
خداوند شاهد منه.
Now, of course, Paul is here actually making truth statements because he's writing the scripture here. But here's the deal with this.
Yeah,
you're either going to base your doctrine on two clear scriptures that we have, on the topic, and then assume that what you're interpreting in Romans
1:9
is not Paul swearing. Or the other alternative is that you need to reinterpret these two clear scriptures where Jesus says, don't swear at all, and where James says,
yeah,
do not swear. So that's a choice you're going to have to make. Now, of course, the answer is, the clear scriptures are right, because these are obvious, clear. Yeah, we are interpreting Romans 1:9 wrong if you say that he is committing this sin here. Now, is Paul actually making an oath or is he swearing here? That he really is praying for them. Now, he's not being accused of lying or that he has to invoke deity to show that he has been doing these things and that it's true what he says. Yeah, it doesn't even use the word swear or oath. He's just saying, God knows I'm praying for you.
خدا شاهده که من دارم برای تو دعا میکنم.
God is my record, he's my witness. He sees my prayers.
خداوند دعاهامو دیده.
Yeah, this is not Paul swearing or making an oath.
اصلا نمیخوره، میگه دیده خدا.
And if you really want to make this swearing, then you need to explain Matthew 5 and James 5. Yeah, we need to compare scripture with scripture and we need the Bible. Yeah, Romans 1:9 is not provoked, not proving that it's okay to swear for Christians. Now, if you search for sermons on this topic,
yeah,
they will say, oh, it's okay for Christians to swear. They will all point back to the Old Testament. Yeah, for the basis of their proof. And they simply avoid the clear statements that the New Testament gives us. We as New Testament Christians should never swear or make oaths.
Yeah,
just let your yes be yes and you'll be
no.
And let that yes also count. Live up to your
words.
Make sure that what you say you will do, you actually will do.
گفتین انجام میدین حتما انجام بدین.
That your no is actually no.
نهتون همیشه نباشه.
Yeah, Jesus said in John 14:6.
یوحنا 14:6.
I'm the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
عیسی به او گفت من راه راستی حیات هستم. هیچ کس نزد پدر
Yeah, Jesus is the truth. We are to be people of truth. Not people who say one thing and do another thing. Not people that cannot be trusted on their words. We are to be people that have integrity. That will live up unto what they say. That live up to what comes out of their mouth. That there's no need to add to that.
To make it sound more true. Yeah,
the Bible says, swear not at all. Jesus has tightened up things in the New Testament. Just let your yes be yes. And you know we know. Amen.
Amen.